frighten people, but I think it's important the citizenry of our area know the truth, and the truth is this. The Pearson House at the Stanwood Historical Society has got a ghost. About once a week, the paranormal societies call up for information about this spirit, but no one down at the Unhysterical Society wants to cause a panic, so they never return those calls. A year ago, a woman was hit by this poltergeist. Coming down from the attic, she felt a whack on the back of her neck at the top of the stairs, and she had a red spot to prove it. Witnesses swear she was sober. Now, I'm like a lot of us South Enders. I got plenty of skeletons in my closet, and I'm not about to exhume my own boneyard, although I do realize I'm whistleblowing the Casper down at the Pearson House. We all pretty much believe what we want to believe. Mostly these days, it's what we don't believe that's most frightening to me. We don't believe what we read in the Stanwoodopolis Gazette or the New York Times or even the ever-trustworthy Crab Cracker. We don't believe politicians, not even our homegrown commissioner, and she doesn't believe in government even though she was elected to be the damn government. We don't believe in other folks' religion. We don't believe TV or most of the internet. We don't think advertising is true. We apparently don't believe in science, and we certainly don't think the future is very bright. But we do believe in ghosts, which is why you need to know what's being hidden up in the attic of D.O. Pearson's house. Maybe it's okay for now, but what if they leave the front door open one night? How many missing cats are unaccounted for in West Stanwood? Are lights turning themselves on at night? Are your children safe? Are any of us safe from this swamp spirit prowling restlessly the Pearson Widow Walk all hours of the night? The truth, as the TV show X Factor always told us, is out there, bumping in the night. Where is our Chamber of Commerce when we need them? There's money going wasted, tourism lost. Build the Paranormal Convention Center and they will come, and I don't mean just the spooks. At one time, the CSC was going to put its office in the Tolan House between the Oddfellows Hall and the Pearson Ghost Central, but at the last minute, they bailed out. I suspect they knew the truth even then. The Stanwood Chamber of Horrors. Somebody needs to tell them you sometimes have to take risks to make profit.